You're listening to The Dashboard Confessional, the show from the team behind the dashboard at I Hate Marketing. No growth hacks, no fluff, just the stuff nobody in marketing wants to say out loud. The dashboard is the one place your whole marketing picture finally lives. Every tool, every channel, every number, on one screen for one flat price. $1,800 a month. No seats, no tokens, no nonsense. All right, here's today's confession. You don't have a data problem. You have a "we're building a data warehouse" problem. There is a very specific meeting that happens at mid-market companies, and if you have sat through it, you already feel your jaw tightening. It goes like this. Marketing asks a simple question, something like, "Which channel actually drove the pipeline we closed last quarter?" And instead of an answer, someone says the sentence that is going to cost you the next 9 months. "We should really build this out properly." And then it begins. Fivetran to pull the data, Snowflake to hold the data, DBT to model the data, a data engineer to babysit all of it, a ticket queue to request anything from it, a roadmap, a phase one and a phase two. Maybe a phase three that everyone quietly knows will never happen. Congratulations, you have converted a question into a capital expenditure. The warehouse is not the goal. The answer was the goal. Here is the part nobody says out loud. A data warehouse is infrastructure, not insight. It is a very expensive, very clean place to put data that still cannot tell you anything on its own. You have not answered the channel question. You have built the plumbing that will eventually, if you also hire the person who knows how to write the query, if that person is not on PTO, if the model did not silently break overnight, get you close to an answer. Meanwhile, the quarter you were asking about is over. The next one is half gone, and the campaign you could have killed or doubled is still running on vibes because the truth is stuck in a build. The tell is always the same. When a small team starts a warehouse project, the excitement is never about a decision they are about to make faster. It is about the architecture. People get genuinely lit up about the stack. The stack is fun. The stack is a project you can point to in a QBR. Answering a marketer's question by Thursday is not a project. It is just your job, and it is much harder to take credit for. Who this actually makes sense for, it is not you. To be fair, the warehouse and transform crowd built real tools for a real problem. If you are a 4,000-person company with 15 product lines, dozens of engineers, and analysts who live in SQL all day, yes, build the thing. You have the volume, the headcount, and the dedicated people to make it pay off. That world is not a scam. But that is not the company reading this. The company reading this has a marketing team of 8 to 20 people. It has one poor soul who is kind of the data person on top of their actual role. It does not have a spare data engineer, and if it hires one, that engineer will spend the first 6 months just wiring up the same 6 tools every other company has. Because there is nothing special about your HubSpot instance, no matter what anyone tells you. You are buying an enterprise solution to a mid-market question. That is the whole mistake, and it is an expensive one. The math nobody puts in the deck. Run the actual numbers, not the ones in the vendor slide. A warehouse for a small team is rarely just the warehouse. It is the ingestion tool subscription. It is the compute bill that nobody can predict and everyone is afraid to look at. It is the transform layer. It is at least a fraction of a full-time engineer, and a fraction always becomes more than you planned. It is the BI tool on top, because the warehouse still cannot draw a chart. And it is the months of ramp before any of it returns a single decision. Add it up, and a lot of teams are spending real money and a full engineering hire's worth of attention to slowly reproduce something they could have rented already assembled for a flat monthly fee. The build versus buy instinct in marketing is almost always backwards. Engineers build because building is their job. Marketers build because someone told them owning the pipeline was strategic. It is not strategic. It is a distraction dressed up as maturity. The queue is the real symptom. You can spot a team that took the wrong turn by one artifact, the data request queue. The moment answering a question requires filing a ticket and waiting, you have already lost. Marketing does not think in tickets.
Marketing thinks in, wait, what just happened with that campaign? At 4 p.m., needing the answer before the 4:30. A queue turns every curiosity into a two-week round trip, so people stop being curious. They stop asking. They go back to guessing, and they call the guessing experience. That is the actual cost of the warehouse you should not have built, not the invoice. The way it quietly trains your smartest people to stop asking questions, because asking is too slow to be worth it. What the question actually needed. Go back to the meeting. The channel question did not need infrastructure. It needed the data from the six tools you already pay for sitting in one place, and a way to ask it a question in plain English and get a straight answer the same afternoon. That is a solved problem now. It does not require a phase two. The reason it feels like it should require a giant project is that the giant project people have spent a decade telling you it does, because giant projects are how they get paid. The contrarian move, the one that will make your CFO like you, is to notice that the question was small and the answer should be too. If you already own the tools, you do not need to build a warehouse to understand your own marketing. You need the six things you pay for to stop being six separate stories. The dashboard does that part, so you can go back to asking questions on a Tuesday and getting them answered on the same Tuesday, which, if we are honest, was the only thing you wanted in that meeting anyway. That's the confession for today. If your marketing data is scattered across a dozen tools and none of them agree with each other, that is exactly the problem the dashboard was built to kill. One pane of glass. Ask it anything in plain English. Get the truth. See it for yourself at ihatemarketing.ai. Thanks for listening to the Dashboard Confessional. We'll see you next time.